need a big drum roll. So if you are where you can pretend you are playing the drums and rolling those drums, that'd be great. Mr. Michael Dorsey has not been on our call in a long time. And I will tell you, he's one of those people that when you say the name, there's instant recognition in this company, there's instant respect, and there's almost amazement. I mean, if you go to your profiles of success on page 65, there's a great photo of himself and his beautiful wife. And it starts out in his story, and I'm sure he'll share a little bit of this tonight, that he was a broke landscaper, a part-time college student, and working himself from sunup to sundown, and knew things had to change. And, of course, he and his family, his dad, got introduced to Legal Shield.
And he's been with the company 20 years now.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, we met him. He was only in the business 5 years, I think, or something like that.
That's right. And we have looked up to him.
Yeah, we've always looked up to him as one of our mentors, and he's done training for the company on national stages and videos and all kinds of stuff. And the company looks to him for advice and stuff. So we are just thrilled and honored and privileged. He has 3 children. I think you'll probably talk about that a little. Anything else you want to say about him besides he's one of the most respected people in all of Legal Shield?
He really is, and he's a $250,000 ring earner, meaning he's been earning between $250,000 and $500,000 a year with Legal Shield. And, of course, he's a Millionaire Club member many, many times over.
The platinum now.
Platinum jacket earner and all of that. So, you know, it's an honor for us to have
him. His father was in the business, and his mother's in the business, and his father passed away, unfortunately, and his dad was a Marine. I didn't know that.
That's great.
Absolutely.
Well, we're excited to have you on the call tonight, Michael, and just can't wait to take some notes.
Hey, thank you so much. Can you hear me okay?
Yes,
oh, absolutely.
Sir.
Thanks, Mike. We really appreciate you being here tonight, man.
Well, I appreciate the invite. It's an absolute honor to be asked by you guys to be on your call, and welcome to the team, and just really appreciate you guys. If you have a pad and pen, I have some things that I want to share with you that I've learned in my tenure with this great company, and again, it'll be coming up on 20 years. Yeah, it'll be right around the corner. But just real quickly, for those that don't know me, my name is Michael Dorsey. I live here in the Atlanta, Georgia area, and I started back in 1994 as a result of just kind of really being frustrated with where I was at that point in time with my life. You know, I'm not afraid to work hard. I've never been able to, you know, I've never been afraid of work. I've always gone after it, and you know, my dad instilled that in me, and at that point in time, I just realized I didn't want to continue to do the type of work that I was doing for the rest of my life. So we started looking into opportunities. We looked into insurance. We looked into real estate. We looked into franchises, which were quite expensive. We looked into other so-called business opportunities, and really nothing caught my attention until I saw the Legal Shield business model. And to me, it just made sense. You know, when you back then, you think that people were making $10, $20, $30, $40 an hour. Even today, people making that kind of income, $50 an hour, whatever, they cannot afford an attorney. And when I realized that we were bringing the solutions to that, and we're also helping people with identity theft, you know, along the way, as the company has grown, it's just become something that has been just an amazing kind of an opportunity. I feel blessed to be a part of it. I feel very fortunate to have seen it. I'm just excited. I feel a sense of responsibility and a sense of obligation to share it with individuals. So I was just, again, I was at that point where I wanted to make more money, and that's really what it came down to. And so we started to look, and we found it. And a guy named Dave Savola came over to our house. I didn't know Dave. Dave happens to be Legal Shield's number one income earner. I didn't know him from, you know, the next guy next door. I mean, I just didn't know any, you know, I didn't know who he was, but he came over, instantly liked him, had that, you know, that charisma about him. He sat down, he said, this is who we are, this is what we do, and this is how we get paid. And when I saw what we did, and I knew that we could help a lot of people with it, and then when I saw how we got paid, it just, to me, I got excited. So my dad and I started, we started a company together, we started working the business, and about a year and a half into it, we started earning 5 figures a month, and 12 months after that, we had already made over $220,000 in that next 12 months. So in less than 3 years, we were able to accomplish that. And really, I think that just working the business that first really 14 to 16 months spare time, part-time, you know, just as I could, because I was working, you know, most, you know, if the sun was out, I was working, you know. And so in the evenings I was doing that type of thing, and some of the things that I did, I still do to this day. It's just the fundamentals of our business, and they don't change. It's kind of like Jim Rohn used to say, beware of the guy that's trying to sell you, you know, a manufactured antique. You know, it's kind of like, no, it doesn't work that way. Fundamentals are fundamentals. You know, you got to be, you know, there's certain things we have to do. So, three beautiful daughters, beautiful wife, Amy, coming up on 20 years of marriage. We've got a 15-year-old, a 13-year-old, and a 10-year-old. All women in my house. I'm the only guy. Don't even have a male dog. Okay, so I'm outnumbered. So it's one of those things where, you know, it's an absolute blessing. I love it to death. I got more drama than Hollywood, though, so I can tell you that right now. Just some things that I have learned, you know, getting back to the business side of it, just really there's three ingredients that you need for success in Legal Shield, okay? And the first one is you have to be coachable, okay? It doesn't matter what you've done in the past, where you've come from. You're able to call upon that at some points, but because Legal Shield's business model is so different from anything you've ever seen before, you need to be coachable. So write that down. Be coachable. Kind of check your ego at the door, if you will, when you first start your business, and just do what the successful people are asking you to do. Just follow that track, that same track record, and you're going to have the success that they've had if you continue to do it, if you stay strong enough long enough, okay? And it's like Nick Serb always says, listen, you know, there's two. If you're not getting the results that you want, there's two things. There's a reason why you're not getting those results. Number one, you're either not doing it enough, or number two, you're not doing it right, and we can fix both, okay? So part of that is being coachable. Number two, the second ingredient for success is simply you have to have a burning desire to succeed. You have to have that passion to just want more, and that stems from your reason, you know, the reason why, your why, your W-H-Y, the reason why you even started looking in the first place, and it has to be more than just about money. There has to be a reason for that. You know, people do two things for, you know, they're motivated. They accomplish things because of two different reasons. They're either, you know, pursuing gain, something to gain from it, like cash or money or for a reason for it, or they're trying to avoid some kind of pain, which means they may be tired of not being able to pay their bills on time, you know, tired of living in the house that they're living or driving the car that they're driving or not being able to put gas in or you know, eat the kind of foods that they want to eat or whatever the case might be. You know, there's a reason there's two sources of that motivation. So you have to have that burning desire to succeed. So really just, I tell people, listen, just think about when you face adversity, you face obstacles, you know, along the way in life and in our business, and it happens to all of us, you know, you have to really just kind of look back at, you know, at your reason why. And when it's clearly defined and you know exactly why you're doing it, any obstacle that gets in your way, you're going to be able to go right by it. It's kind of like having the ants philosophy. You guys ever seen a line of ants in the summertime and there's a source of food? Maybe there's an apple or a piece of candy or a donut or whatever that's on the ground at a picnic somewhere, and it's on the ground. You see this line of ants, and these ants are just going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and they're picking up all these crumbs. But if you put an obstacle in their way, you throw a cinder block right in the middle of them, you scatter them, you know, they may get scattered a little bit, you know, but eventually what you start to see, if you just sit and watch them, they're going to regroup and they're going to find a way around it, over it, through it, or under it, whatever they got to do, they're going to get past that obstacle and they're going to get to that source of food because there's a reason why, and that's survival. And so we have to have that same type of mentality in our business when our goal is, say your goal is $500 a month. Say your goal is $1,000 a month or $1,000 a week, you know, whatever that goal is, you keep locked in on that goal and you focus on your reason why when obstacles come, and they will. You keep focused on that reason why and that goal, and you don't let anything get in your way. I want you to put your blinders on. I don't want you to look at the success of other people. I don't want you to look at the lack of success of other people. Don't worry about, you know, somebody that came in after you that got there faster, that got to the $100,000 ring or whatever it is that your goal is. It doesn't matter what it is. You know, don't compare yourself to anybody else in our business, okay? You just need to focus on why you're here. So put your blinders on and do what your team leaders, the Acoins, and all of the top people that we have within your organization. You guys are so blessed to have that kind of leadership. So just do what they're asking you to do and stay focused on, you know, what the main thing is and that, whatever that goal is, and then you look at your reason why. Any obstacle that gets in your way will disappear. You'll find a way around it, okay? So the third ingredient for success is you have to go to work. You have to go to work. It's, you know, there's no way around it. There's no, we're not buying lottery tickets, and all of a sudden you pick the right one. Okay, it's not the lottery mentality here. We need to go to work, and by all means, trust me, you can be living a lifestyle that's second to none. Okay, because of what this company can do for you, because you're not only getting paid now, but the residual income, the back end income, the long term income, you're going to get paid again and again and again for the life of that membership. As long as it stays on the books, as people keep the membership, you're going to get paid over and over again. And that speaks to the size of our market. You know, I can still hear John Gardner saying, you know, we're not thinking big enough. We have to think bigger. And it's so true. And something that rang true, I think, Frank, you and Teresa will appreciate this, is I just sold a membership to a guy about four weeks ago now, a young man. He's 19 years old, and he just and I looked at the date on the application when I sold the membership to him. He got it because he's been getting speeding tickets, and that's not a good thing for a 19-year-old. But beside the point, he saw the value in it. He got it. He's excited about it. And he got started, but I looked at the date on the application, and this young man was not even born when I started in my business. And so that really just jumped out at me when I looked at the big picture, and I said, wow, the size of this market is massive. And people say, the market's going to be saturated. It will never be saturated as long as people are being born, growing up, going through school, getting jobs, starting families, getting married, starting families, whatever the case is. They need to get auto insurance. They need to get homeowners insurance. They need to get all these different types of products that are out there, and they need Legal Shield, and they need identity theft protection. It's just that simple. And so we have a market that's always being replenished. And so that is a legacy type of a business. And so that gets me excited when I start really stop and just think about that, the big picture of it. So here's what we're going to ask you to do, is just remember those three ingredients for success that you need to have. You need to be coachable. You need to have a burning desire to succeed, and you have to go to work. So with that said, the system, real simply put, the how-tos in our business are easy. The why-to is way more important, and that's why we're talking tonight. You guys are already talking about the books that you read, so just stay plugged into this call. It's so important. It's critical to your success. The system in our business, number one, people say, what is the system? Well, here's the system. This is kind of just spells it out. It's in the Next Step training. I think Mr. Brian Carruthers does a great job on the Next Step training audio CDs. If you haven't listened to them in a while, listen to them again. All of our brand new associates get a copy of it. If you don't have a copy, call the company. Get a copy of the Next Step audio CDs with Darnell Self, Brian Carruthers, and Dave Savola, our top three people in our company. But the system is really broken down to, you know, seven or eight different points, okay? And I'm just going to break them down real quickly for you. Number one, get excited and be enthusiastic about what you do. Get excited about our membership. Get excited about the opportunity that we're able to share with people. And that's exactly why, you know, I got started in the business. I wanted to build a massive business. I wanted to build it on a national level. Now we're international because we're in Canada. But when I started, we were only in 30 states. But here we are now everywhere, pretty much. And just being able to do that, I wanted to get as many distribution points in place so that people could go out there and market a Legal Shield membership whenever they could, and be able to do that and leverage my ability to create that. So I got excited about that, and that was really why, you know, what drove my passion for building is just sharing that enthusiasm for what we do and knowing that we can help so many people with the membership. That was just, you know, huge, okay? And also the opportunity. There's many people out there that just want to make an extra $500 a month, whatever it is. But $500 is everything to people out there today. I mean, you know, I read a statistic years, and this goes back years ago, an extra $300 a month would help, you know, help have stopped 85% of all bankruptcies. And I read that statistic 10 years ago. And so if you think about what we can do for people with an extra $500 a month or an extra $1,000 a month, if you know how to share our business, if you know how to just sit down and point and read on a brochure or send them to a website, if you know how to do that, you always have the ability to make money. And that's what's so cool about our service, is being able to do that. And knowing that you have that ability, it just creates a peace of mind and a confidence inside you. So here's what we're going to do is when we first start, if you started selling homes for Keller Williams or REMAX or any real estate company out there, the first thing they're going to ask you to do is to, you know, make sure you made a list of all the people that you know and you told them what you're doing. And that's what we want you to do at Legal Shield as well. And the reason why we make that list, the main reason why is, obviously we want to expose that. We want to start contacting them. But when I look at my list every time, and I'm still building a list at 20 years in, I don't look at the person necessarily that I'm putting down on that list. I'm looking beyond them. I'm looking to see who they're going to lead me to. Because most of the success that I've had in my business, most of it, and I mean 99% of it, came from people that were not the original person that I introduced to the business. In other words, they led to somebody that led to somebody that led to somebody that became the leader. So the leadership was found in depth. I hit one home run, I mean absolute grand slam home run, and because I personally recruited Larry Smith. Well, that was just kind of one of those things where, wow, okay, well, great. I recruited a guy named Larry Smith. I didn't know who he was when I first told him about it. I told him the same way that I told everybody else. But, I can tell you that when you make your list, you have to look beyond that, and you can't prejudge anybody that you're putting on the list. And this is important, especially when we're starting a brand new associate. We want to get to see who they know. And when they say they don't know anybody, I ask them to break out their cell phone. Okay, because we're not going to prejudge, and I ask them not to prejudge any of them because we don't know. And that's the great thing is that we can approach them three different ways. We can approach them from an opportunity standpoint right up front. Who do you know that wants to make an extra $500 a month? The second thing you can turn around and say, hey, when was the last time you updated your will? Another question that I ask is, hey, what type of identity theft protection do you have for your family? And so you can ask questions like that, and just to get someone's, what do you mean? And then all of a sudden you can just share with them exactly who we are and what we do, okay? So we make the list, we go beyond the list, we start contacting them. When I start a brand new associate, we get that list started immediately. I don't care if there's 5 names or 50 names. I just want to get past that person and help them fast start qualify as fast as possible, which also Performance Club qualifies them, okay? So we start them right away. The third thing in the system really is what I do is I book a private conference call immediately, and it's something that I do with a brand new person where it's a PCC. I say, okay, we got one tonight, one of my local associates who's a director working on getting to the executive director position. She just brought on a brand new associate, Dr. Pierre, I believe is his name. He's a college professor and absolutely loves our business. And so we've already scheduled the private. She just signed him up today, and so Monday night at 8:00, we're doing a private conference call for him. And he's already going to build his list over the weekend. And my associate and he are going to call through the list over the weekend to do the invites to the private conference call, because everybody has a cell phone. It doesn't matter where they are. They can step off to the side, get on their cell phone, dial into a phone number, and put it on mute, and just listen to the information and allow me to come in as the expert, and we do this all the time to help launch that business. I've done this about 9 times now in the last 2.5 weeks, and we've already qualified 5 of those, and the other 4 are on their way to getting qualified. In other words, we've sold 1 membership, recruited somebody, and so we're going through that process right now where they're following up and doing those types of things. If we have to schedule a second private conference call, we do that right away. The next part of the system after the PCC is to make sure that we book a private business reception in many markets, okay? And some people are comfortable doing that, and some people aren't. That's just reality. If they're not comfortable doing that, then we schedule sit-downs. If they want to go meet with somebody, at Starbucks or a cup of coffee and a flipbook presentation, they'll do it. If they don't, that's okay. Let's bring them out to the weekly business briefing, or let's bring them out to the luncheon, or whatever the case is, to where we can sit down with them and actually show them. But we don't allow a brand new person to do any of this. We just do it. We show them. We actually go and do that for them as their success coach, as their sponsor in the business, okay? So we book the sit-downs, the private business receptions, whatever they're comfortable doing, and we get it going as quick as possible. But I found out that the PCC launches it immediately. The next step is we attend the local business briefing with our new associate and guests from the list. In other words, some people that listen to the call or maybe sat down over a cup of coffee need to see something more, and so we bring them out immediately. So we're always inviting at one event to the next event until we get them. So we put them through a series of exposures until they sign. Some people sign up right away. Some people go to the second one they sign up. Some people see the third exposure at a business briefing or a luncheon, whatever it is, and then they get ready to get started, and they either get their membership or they get their membership and their associate agreement. And some people, if they're not interested, that's fine too. We try to get referrals from them as well. Okay, so I never let anybody get away, because most people that have intelligence of some degree see the value in what we do right away. And so then we get our new associate to attend that weekly briefing, but also we do that on a weekly basis. So we make sure that we bring prospects with that brand new associate so they get used to it. Because I look back at my time in the business, and I never missed a Monday night meeting when we first started that first year, actually first year and a half. I went every week because the weeks where I needed it, I went to the meeting, and there was weeks where I had, I didn't have a good week, so I went to the meeting, but then there were weeks I had a great week and the meeting needed me, which is why I went, to bring my enthusiasm in. Okay. So that's the importance of it. The next one is attending the trainings, not only by yourself, but with your team. Bring your team, promote to it, and go more than once. It's not like we just take one shower, and then we're done. No, we take, it's our standard. And so our standard is to attend the weekly briefing, to attend the trainings as they come around, whether it's the basic training we attend with our brand new associate, the Super Saturday event, whatever it is, a regional, we attend, because the events are the glue. It's just the building blocks in our business. And of course, the international convention is the next one. And we attend every year now. We'll have it in Las Vegas, this year it's going to be in Las Vegas in April. If you don't have your ticket now, get it. Just get your ticket now, because first of all, at the end of December, the cost of the convention is going to go up. And now you can also, get qualified, by recruiting three associates and then helping those three, and then everybody goes, free of charge. Basically, the company will cover the cost of the ticket. You got to get out there and everything. But bottom line is, you go to the convention. I remember the first convention my dad and I went to. We brought 12 people with us. And then the very next year, we went back and we had 200 or 300 people with us. And then the next year after that, there was thousands. And so it's just really laid the foundation for our business. I mean, we were directors and we had 12 people on our team with us. And it was just one of those things where, the international convention, it just shows people the big picture. It's the aha moment that occurs for so many people. You compress your success in that 3 to 4 day time frame versus an entire year of not going. It could take you that long, because that's where all the successful people there are. Not everybody there, we've heard the saying, not everybody there is making 10 grand a month in our business or more, but everybody who's making 10 grand a month or more is at the convention. Success leaves clues, and that's the reason why we all attend. And then I would just tell you this, is that Performance Club qualifying is everything in our business. And just remember, we had Rip Mason on our call about 2-3 months ago, and he was saying that 60% of all Legal Shield production comes from our Performance Club qualifiers, 60% of all production, and 70% of all recruiting comes from Performance Club qualifiers. And so Performance Club qualifying is simply everything. It's the BMW program. Just be in it, get in it, and you'll see the cash flow start to come in. That extra $500 a month, that's nothing. I mean, it's just a part of what we do. And if you're out there and you're just talking to people, you're sharing, you're networking, you're working lists, you're working beyond the list, you're going to be building a massive business. And stay plugged into the team and stay plugged into the events, and you're gonna be here long term, and you're gonna learn the system. So I appreciate you guys having me on the call. I'll send it back to you if you have any questions or anything.
Well, that was fantastic. You are just the epitome of sticking to the system, making it work, keeping everything duplicatable, and that, I think, is one of the big secrets to your long-term success here and your massive, massive organization. So,
yeah, those of you on the phone, you may not know, but Dorsey's have one of the largest organizations in all of Legal Shield.
Yes.
His residual is bigger than most people's paycheck twice. Just letting y'all know.
Yeah, I would love for you to comment maybe on the programs going on. I know the Recruit 3 program's going on, and I wanted to talk to the team a little bit about really looking at where they are for the big hitter and heavy hitter program that's going to be rolling out. We need to be putting those teams together. So I know you have fun with all that stuff. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, I think it's great. In addition to the Rise to the Ring program, this month, of course, we've got a sense of urgency just over the next couple of weeks to take advantage of the reduced associate fee to help people get started quicker with the upcoming, rate change, which is going to be a great thing, by the way, because there's so much more coming with it. So I'm really excited about the January announcements. But, bottom line is, let's close out really strong in 2013 to take advantage of that. And then, of course, take inventory with the big hitters and the heavy hitters programs. Make sure that you are, know where you are. Make sure, you put the right team together. You make sure you work with people that are very excited. And what that does over the next, the length of the actual contest itself, what it does is it creates a camaraderie and a focus and a singleness of purpose. When you can put, 4, 5, 10, people together, whatever the case is, when you have your team together, and what's even better is when you have a team that has teams within your team, and that's something that's even more fun because you see the camaraderie, you see the kind of the fun competition between each other. And I had two of the top four teams last year that won in the last competition. Two of the top four were in my organization. I thought that was pretty cool to see that happen. And so it just creates a camaraderie. So just. You take it seriously, but at the same time, you don't lose focus on why you're in your business, and it's just only all it's going to do for you is to help you create more cash flow and build a bigger business and create more production in your team. So it helps all the way around. So close strong and just be aware of it, know about it, and then make sure you plot it out and plan it out properly.
I love it. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'd forgotten you had two of the winning teams. That was awesome. Obviously,
that was fun.
It's fun. It's friendly competition, and it is really fun. So for everybody on the call tonight, we'll talk about that for just a moment when we let Mr. Dorsey go. But thank you so much. This was a fantastic call, just right in line with everything that we believe and do, and just did a phenomenal job.
And we're going to be up there in
Atlanta.
You're in Atlanta, right, Mike? Or near Atlanta.
Yes, sir.
So in January, we'll all be up there for the big event up there.
On January the 11th, that's right. We'll look forward to seeing you there in person. And there's going to be a briefing Friday night, the 10th. And on January the 11th, a huge regional annual event that Mr. Nick Serber puts together. So
it's going to be a Q&A too, right?
Yeah, there'll be a Q&A on Friday night too. So we look forward to the team really getting together and rallying in Atlanta with all of you there in the Atlanta area. It's going to be fun.
All right. Sounds good. I look forward to seeing you guys. Happy holidays to everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And, enjoy the season. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Mike Dorsey. Thank you so much.
Okay, y'all, we're going to wrap the call up. And what are we talking about the big hitter, heavy hitter deal going on? Some of you don't know. We got a lot of new people on the call tonight. Well, here's what's happening. For the last 3 months of the year, October, November, December, we're going to have the opportunity to put together some teams to have friendly competition that will be awarded, the winners will be awarded at the convention in April in Las Vegas. So, and I really want everybody to understand that almost everybody on the line tonight can participate in one form or fashion, because the big hitters are going to be the Power 20s, who were Power 20 at least two of the last 3 months of the year. And they're going to select four members from their organization and themselves for a total of five. So every Power 20 who did it at least twice in the last 3 months of the year has a team they're going to be putting together. Now, who would they pick on their team? Who would they want on their team? Performance qualified associates at a minimum. So everybody know that when you performance qualify this month, that's going to put you in the running to be picked to be on one of these teams. Then there's a heavy hitter group, and the heavy hitters are simply people who hit executive director two of the last 3 months of the year, and they're going to select nine members for a total of 10. The heavy hitters will have larger organizations, because they do, and so there'll be groups of 10 for each of those executives. And again, who are they going to choose? The people who are in Performance Club at a minimum, and people who raise their hand and say, hey, I'm going to put forth the effort. I want to be part of this team. It's going to be fun. There'll be special phone calls. There'll be special get-togethers. There'll be special just a lot of fun things to rally everything. And here's how the points are going to be earned beginning in January. For every membership, one of the team members writes, you get a point for the team. For every personal recruit, frontliner placed, you get 5 points for the team. For every team member that performance qualifies, you get 5 points. So for every month you performance club qualify, if you're one of the team members, that's another 5 points you just earned for the team. That's why it's important to performance club qualify this month, so your leaders can see that you would be a great person to be on the team. 5 points for every team member's recruit who Fast Start qualifies. Wow, that's great. So there's a lot of different ways we're going to be earning points. And let's see here. And I have just found a note. I love it when I get text messages to announce. This is a great one. This text message is from Jason and Jennifer Whitewing. Roosevelt and Jenny Harrison received their six-month Performance Club qualifying bonus check this month. That this is their first 6 months in the business, and the Performance Club qualified all 6 months and got their check today, another $150 extra. Congratulations. That's awesome. And hopefully we'll be hearing a lot more of those stories in the next few weeks. So keep that in mind about being a part of the organization, part of the heavy hitter, big hitter team. Raise your hand. Let your performance, your executive directors and your Power 20s know that you're interested in being a part of that team. I've already got people contacting me. I think it's awesome. Okay, Frank, that's a wrap. Let's just close the call. Tell everybody have a happy holiday. We will not have a call next week because it's Christmas Day.
Yeah, so Merry Christmas to everybody, and y'all be safe in your travels. And
I just want to say one more thing. I'll let you finish closing.
No, that's fine.
I just want to say that on January the 1st, that is the first Wednesday of next year, of 2014, we're going to have a spectacular kick-the-year-off call. Look for news on that call.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Listen, everybody, this is Frank and Teresa and Charleston Stock and I. Thanks to all of our speakers tonight. Michael, thank you. Dave, Eddie, thank you very much. And looks like we just got cut off here.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, people still on? Okay. Yeah, listen, everybody, this is Frank and Teresa saying good night to everybody. And happy holiday, Merry Christmas, and all that stuff. We'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Good night, y'all.